Water, Akeiroga, Agrashoiva, and Rethemel. Akeiroga Recreation Area. Perched on a terrace above the gently flowing River Mera, we find the area known as Akeiroga, 8 kilometers outside the capital of the municipality. To get there, we must take the Cerdido Regional Road for 2 kilometers before turning right in the parish known as Asenchousas. On reaching the village of Akeiroga and before crossing the river over the bridge that leads to the municipality of Ortigueira, we must continue straight on, leaving a small medieval bridge behind us on our left. A mere 500 meters further on, we come to a leisure area that is well equipped, with a number of stone benches and tables, a drinking fountain, toilet, and an intriguing stone and wood building that has a roof but is open on either side. It is divided into two sections, each of which has a fireplace, wooden table and benches where visitors can seek shelter in the event of inclement weather. In front of the building, a mill indicates the way down to the river, which at this point flows gently despite the narrowness of the valley, part of the protected Ortigueira Mera site of community interest, which includes fluvial and coastal habitats. At the far end of the leisure area, there is a small dam and waterfall used to direct the water to the mills via a deep, wide-walled channel that can be crossed by a series of stepping stones. A tiny islet in the middle of the watercourse adds to the spectacular beauty of this setting, which boasts a wide range of plant species and where every visitor will find their own particular favorite. On the opposite bank, the steep slope obliges the older trees to rise above the hardy oaks, whilst the recreation area is dotted with young hazel trees interspersed by birch trees and the occasional maple tree that has withstood the onslaught of colder climes. Willows growing in the sunniest spots and ash trees that announce the riparian woodland that will become increasingly dense. Fervenza de Agrashoiva Waterfall. This magnificent waterfall flows into the small valley of the stream known as Rego de Escalo, a tributary of the River Pequeño, and in turn of the River Xubia or Grande. It takes its name from the nearby village, which is formed by two areas, one that bears the same name and another known as Chao. In this latter area, next to the small washing place, an earthen track takes us some 200 meters down to this natural resource. Although the track is wide, we are well advised to leave our cars in either of these two areas, where the homes and outhouses feature several fine examples of traditional architecture, forming a well-conserved site that is typical of the country villages to be found in this region. The short but attractive trail takes us under canopies of bay trees that cast delightful patterns of alternating light and shade. A bend takes us past the stream and into a grove that lines the waterfall, creating a charming forest setting. Nestling at the foot of the small huddle of lofty alder trees and leafy hazel trees is a bed of ferns, in a classic riverside scene where the dark and damp heighten our senses, drawing our attention to the rustle of a large expanse of common horsetail, which in the rainy season traces sheets of water with a waterfall staggered in two sections, as well as smooth and rocky stretches of river. The upper section of the fall is smaller and rockier, dropping some 4 meters, dotted with the occasional trees growing between the rocks, yet that do not detract from the image of the impressive 14-meter drop from which the river pours its liquid gold. This is proof of the ancient orogenesis, successions of earthquakes caused by the collision of the continents over millions of years, shaping the terrain and peppering Galicia with countless natural waterfalls. Fervenza de Rethemel Waterfall. Heading half a kilometer south, up the regional road from Rethemel, a right-hand bend that formed part of the original road, is an ideal spot to park our car and visit the Os Pedros waterfall in Rethemel. A 500-meter walk over flat but uneven terrain will bring us to the main fall. A cart track makes its way down through the trees to a former watermill on the banks of the River Grande or Xubia. Here we can admire a wood of young trees, including oaks, hazels, and holly bushes, which filter the light towards the gentle river plains. The fast-flowing river jumps and leaps over rocky steps, flowing into leveler areas where it fills a succession of deep pools. A canopy of trees covers the dense riverside beds of Osmunda regalis, or royal fern, with its strikingly large, brightly colored fronds. We continue along the signposted route, following an ancient stone channel that diverted the water flow to power the five mills that lined the narrow slope. There are several mill houses, reflecting the activity that took place in this area, together with the three stones used to grind the grain. In the steepest section, just before the main fall, known as Os Pedros, literally large stones, we find a group of large blocks of stone formed by the Herculean action of the rainiest climates. The force of the river emerges like a vast fountain, hurtling down a rock slide of almost 20 meters in length and a drop of 15 meters. The thundering water provides a resounding witness to the emergence of our continent tens of millions of years ago, causing the river to jump and leap, slicing its way along the rocky bed as the height above sea level became greater and greater.